In a bar room in Toledo, across from the depot, a bar stool she took off her ring. And I wore the clothes, so I walked on over, sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, "I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings." In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman, he sat down beside me, had a strange look on his face. His big hands were calloused, and he looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead, but he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. 400 children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, been through some sad times. This time it hurt and won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille." After he left us, I ordered more whiskey, thought how she'd made him look small. And the lights of the barroom, she rented hotel room. We walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. For I couldn't hold her, the words that he told her came coming back time after time. "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. 400 children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time it hurt and won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. 400 children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.